Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, few phrases and idioms of our Bible, which we use it often in our common world. Some of them are prophetic in nature. For an example, by the sweat of your brow you will eat your food, stand on your feet, sort of that. Stand on your feet is from a story where Ezekiel learns his role as a prophet during the Babylonian exile. His job was to tell the rebellious people about their wrongdoings in God's name. Prophets speak for God, delivering messages that are often hard to hear. This job can be dangerous because of the difficult truths the prophets must tell. You and I might have felt the same way when we had to deliver kind of a prophetic news message to one of our loved ones or to correct someone. It's like saying, go fix things quickly. We hear often when we are in tough situations. However, we wish to avoid listening to that sort of saying, go fix things quickly, hoping things get better on their own. Let us wait. But avoiding the truth does not solve anything. It often just postpones the inevitable and can make things worse. Therefore, we need to hurry up, go and fix things quickly. Ezekiel, he reached out with this message to the people of Israel who were in Babylonian exile. The time has come. Go fix things quickly. Believe in God. Truth is bitter, which we know. The Gospel of John, chapter 8, verse 32, we read, if you believe the truth will set you free. Meaning, honesty expected. Even when hard, being honest, trusting in the truth, be open to the truth is powerful. Facing the truth, no matter how difficult, is important. It frees us from the burden of falsehood and allows us to address the real issues at hand. In the second reading, Paul talks about a thorn in the flesh, which is hard to understand. We do not know exactly what was the problem of Paul, physical, spiritual, or mental. But it made him feel weak. Our own thorns might be our sickness, our addiction, our arrogance. Sometime it could be our hopeless situations. These weaknesses can make us feel powerless. But they also remind us that we need help beyond ourselves. Understanding our weaknesses or not letting them control us is always beneficial. Acknowledging our limitations allow us to seek help and support from others and from God. That's what Paul is talking about. Christ's strength helped me when I am weak. The Lord is telling me, my grace is sufficient for you. Stay in that weakness so that you could understand my power on you. Acknowledging our limitations, as I said, allow us to seek help and support from others and from God. It teaches us humility and the value of the other. Could be our family members, friends, ultimately God. In the gospel, as we heard, Jesus was admired for his wisdom and miracles in the beginning by his own people, but his people start doubting him, because they know him as a carpenter's son. They know who are all his cousins around. This doubt made his message less effective among those people. When it comes to us, it shows that when we think we know someone well, it can be hard to see their true values. We often judge people based on our limited understanding and past experiences. It is easy to dismiss someone's capabilities because we are familiar with their background. That can prevent us from appreciating the full potential and the worth of individuals. Our Lord's experience shows us the importance of seeing beyond superficial judgments and recognizing the true value in others. One more thing we need to know from the Gospel of today. As the Lord returned to his hometown, people saw him as just a carpenter's son, not as a teacher, not as a healer. The familiarity can breed contempt, or at least indifference, which we have to agree. In our professions, I would say your house, you may be respected for your roles and skills. You might be seen as experts and leaders in your professional fields. But at home, you are just yourselves. Parents, partners, and children. That can be both humbling and refreshing. That reminds us that our true worth is not tied to our titles or achievements, but to our character, but to our relationships. Lord Jesus didn't have any problem with his people. Though he knows them well, they know him well, but they were not open to see the changes happened in that Jesus, son of Nazareth. Jesus may, of course, since the beginning, as we all believe, he was Son of God. But he allowed himself to see in himself great changes happening. 30 years, Now he's seeing them after 30 years, probably. After 30 years in the sense, leaving for some few years for preparation and coming back. When it comes to our faith, some of the Bible stories, some of the beautiful messages in the Bible need to be read many times to fully understood. When we read for the first time, we may think that doesn't make any sense. Same Bible, same words. Miracles in the Bible show that God's kingdom is here, but not at complete. Faith grows in stages, and God guides us through these stages. Understanding and appreciating our faith and our own people requires two things: patience and open heart. The second one was missing in Jesus' hometown, Nazareth. Open heart to accept the person, the different person, holy person, divine person standing before them. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.